We're starting to learn the laws of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. We finished yesterday some of the laws of Kriyas Sefer Torah, or a lot of them. So the very first sif tells us the obligation in having a shul in a community. It says, Kofin b'nei ha'ir zed zed. So much so is the importance of having a shul that one can actually be forced to have it built. Libnos Beis HaKnesses v'liknos lehem Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Not only to build a shul, but also to have in it the necessary books, the Tanakh, the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and that we'll discuss whether that includes other Sfarim, whether that includes nowadays where books are more readily available. We'll discuss that on another day. The Mishnah Berurah begins by this whole halacha, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, by quoting the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah the following. He says, quote, Kol makom sheishbo asara miYisrael, so as long as there are 10 Jews living in a community, sarach lohochin lo bayis, it's necessary for them to set aside and prepare a room or a house, shekansu bo with tefillah b'chol eis tefillah. So this way a person can go whenever they wish to daven. Umakom zeh, Nikra Beis HaKnesses. This is called the Beis HaKnesses, a house, an area where people can gather into it to daven. V'yafil hamiyut yicholin l'kof es ha-merubin. Even though we generally go after the majority opinion, nonetheless, when it comes to this matter, even a small minority of people are allowed to force the larger majority to contribute so that a shul will be built. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues and says, with regard to building, it says v'im ein bekocham livnos. Let's say the person does not have the ability to purchase a building; it's too expensive. Then mechuyavim al kol ponim liskor mokum yuchad l'tefillah. At the very least, and you can find a place to rent, and that would at least cover your bases in that regard. Now, continuing along this theme, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the words of the Zohar Kadosh, and he says as follows. He says, the building of a Beis HaKnesses hu b'chlal mitzvah saseh v'asuli mikdash. The pasuk which says, which we'll be reading about in a couple of weeks, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham, the constructing of a mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, small mishkan, which is now, because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, is the building of a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, according to the Zohar, he says that building a shul is comparable to, in those days, building the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. The whole Beis Knesset d'Alma Mikdash Ikri, because every shul is called a Mikdash, is a place of sanctity, of holiness. He says, furthermore, you should know the Mizmanenu nowadays, with regard to this whole idea of forcing, as the Mechaber says, forcing people to build or to buy a shul, place to daven, ein b'kocheinu lichlos, it's no longer in our power to physically force a person, l'hotzi ma'os, to be able to take money from another person, ein hakmiya el devar. The only thing we can do is persuade someone pretty strongly, a little good Jewish guilt, or maybe an appeal. That's the only thing we can do. Ah, however he says, an individual that does not have an interest in contributing, in purchasing a shul, yesh lezahir, you should be the careful when you're rebuking that individual, malbanas p'nei chavero, the issue of being malban p'nei chavero, not to humiliate that person who, for whatever reason, chooses not to contribute into this very important cause. Ella, we can still see that hachim sheishu chol echad echad l'shtadol mitzvah zu begufa mono. It's something in which certainly a person should put forth the effort with all of their energy, with all of their resources for it to be built. And furthermore, the Rabbeinu Bechaye says as follows, quote, kol habana kosel echad. A person, with regard to contributing for a shul, you don't have to build the whole thing on your own. Even if all you do is give enough money so that a kosel echad, a single wall of that structure, will stand in your merit. V'yafil davar mu'ut. Doesn't even have to be a whole wall. Even something small. V'yafil yikamash shem mismor echad. Even if there's just a single nail or screw that you paid for. You went to a hardware store, to Home Depot, and you put one nail, and that nail is now part of some shul, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, and if that was done with Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, or Tikno, to fix it up, to make it nicer, Harizu Schus Gedola. That's what he says. It's tremendous, tremendous merit on your part. No matter how much you contribute, even the smallest amount, the fact that you contribute in your part of that is a Schus Gedola. And he, of course, adds, by the way, V'chol Mosiv, Mosif and Lo, Mina Shemaim. If you give a little more, it's not going to hurt either. Now, when it comes to contributing to a shul, what happens if the community already has a shul? And those we're going to talk about more tomorrow. There's a lot of discussion exactly to what extent does this mean. Does it mean a shul, the place where there's no shul at all, so building one? Or does it mean even building shul number 5? Well, I already have 4. Why do I have to have a 5th shul? Why do I have to contribute to that? So that we're going to discuss. He says like this, V'lav dafka b'mokim she'ein beis hachneses o beis medrash. When the Mechaber says that there's an obligation to contribute, it's not only a place where there is no shul at all. El'ach im yeshnu b'yishuv ahu beis hachneses o beis medrash. Let's say there is a place of worship. However, shehutzar mechil es hakahal, because maybe it's a little small, and because it's unable to comfortably hold everyone under the same roof. Oh, shehu berichuk makum beofen shikashul zekein v'chalushim alechas l'shem l'tfilos midiyom biyomo, because it may be a few miles away, or a person who has difficulty walking and they're weak. Such an individual would benefit from having a shul which is a little bit closer to their home. Gam kein b'chlal ha-mitzvah ha-nal, v'halach d'koifin zedzeh, that when it says that we would ask everyone to contribute, not only you who are already in a shul, but even to help those people that cannot get to the shul on a daily basis, that's something which we will also ask you to do. Again, we'll discuss in greater detail tomorrow is the idea of what's called shtiblization, how there's become so many more shuls or small synagogues, and the larger ones, whether or not it's really the right thing to break away from them and start a new one. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan, Menachas, Matzach, Lish, Baruch, Zachas, Vichu, Harbi, Ham, Tarmitz, Shnemar, Adonai, Chafetz, Amasid, Koyadil, Tadav, Yadid,